Coming up next, Chris Medina. He just got back from the Omen House. And like I said, Chris is a friend. I trust him. I trust his opinion. I think he's smart. But going up there and doing a reading and what happened, I think he's a little nuts. My friend Chris Medina is joining us next. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. This is Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, and we will be getting to your calls here in just a bit with Chris Medina. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at JChurchRadio. That's what you want to do. And post any questions or comments there, and maybe they'll get read also on the show at JChurchRadio. Very simple. Psychic, medium, Chris Medina has given personal readings to some of the media industry's elite. He's of Native American origins, and Chris's earliest memories of his amazing ability is when he was only about 3 or 4 years old. Chris discovered that he knew very specific things about people by just looking at them. And as he grew into his teens, his ability matured, and he began to realize that he was different from other people. It became apparent that he was seeing more than just the physical world. He had the ability to see, hear, smell, and feel energies, as well as see into the past, the present, and the future. His website is chrismedina.guide, and I would like to welcome to Coast, Chris Medina. Chris, good morning.
How are you doing, Mr. Church?
I am fantastic, Chris. And, you know, let's do this. Let's just jump into this with both feet, shall we? It's Halloween. And you have the gift. Do things change for you? And like tonight is a super moon. It's a full moon outside. Do things in your world start to get more active?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My head has been throbbing all day long. I'm extremely sensitive to the moon, extremely sensitive to it. And so is the house.
Yeah, right. And I wasn't kidding. You and I have talked about the Omen House enough. And, you know, I want you to, you know, the audience, they have to understand that I'm freaked out about that stuff. And when you told me that you had just gotten back, I told you then, I said, you're nuts, man. you're nuts. And that street, that house, that property, it's got a reputation here in L.A. And you were just there. What goes on? And like when you park the car, right, and you get out, is it? Like go time?
Pretty much, yeah. You drive up that street, and I was telling Jay, we were pulling up, and I said, oh, here it goes. And he says, all right, just relax, chill out. And I said, okay, well, let's go get David first. And we, you know, we ring the doorbell. David's doing business. He's on the phone. He says, let's hang out for a second, go to the top of the hill, tell me what you get, be back in 2 minutes. But okay, start walking up the hill towards the gates up there. And from what I understand, again, it's been remodeled, redone, everything. The energy there, the feeling for me, the way that it works for me, I can't speak on anybody else. The feeling, I just get the memory there. And I immediately started getting nauseous. I started gagging. I could not help it. Jay's like, are you okay? Are you going to be sick? And I'm just like, I can feel something here. I said, and I don't want to go into this. I didn't want to go into this with that preconceived feeling of like, okay, well, this is where it's at. It just immediately took over.
And was it negative? When you say nauseous, that sounds to me like you were feeling a negative side of things. And I want to say to everybody here, to the Coast audience, Chris is very sensitive. I mean, he can tell you what's going on around you and him and the world at any given moment. You're very sensitive to this, but this is coming to you now, and for you to feel nauseous, that says to me that it was possibly negative. Was that the vibe?
It didn't feel negative. It just felt supercharged, it's going to sound weird. It almost felt like, oh, you can feel this. So it just reached out.
It was strong. It was strong.
Very, very strong.
Potent.
Very, very, very potent. And there was a little bit of a, you couldn't smell it in the, I'm going to say in the material world, but
Right.
I just felt it, smelt it, and was just like, okay, I got to start walking back. I was literally at that gate for about 20 seconds before I had to start walking back. And I said, get on, let's wait for David outside his door. I said, I can't go up there.
Now, you've been doing this for a long, long time. Have you
Yeah.
ever been that overwhelmed?
There was another, I was listening to David, and I went to go do a reading on a house. I was supposed to just go there to go visit a friend, and
Right.
her mother had found out that I was a psychic medium, and she'd asked, you know, can you come inside and read the house? I said, sure, yeah, no problem. Went in there, I said, but I need you to stay out here. I said, I need to go in by myself, and I'll get to why. So I took my friend that was with me in the house. I said, I need you to make notes. They're going to ask questions. Write everything down as I'm going through the house. Did the reading of the entire house, and the spirits were telling me this is not the way the house looked. They remodeled, there was walls, there should be walls here, and that's what I was feeling. I felt like I was gonna bump into something.
Right.
And walked into the woman of the house's bedroom, and immediately I swear to you, I fell to my knees and got nauseous. It smelled, first of all, there was images of an elderly woman there. That was apparently the great grandmother who had suffered from dementia and Alzheimer's before she passed away, and had continent problems. I picked that up immediately. It was a smell of that plus
Wow.
sage
Wow.
and sick, because the woman would burn sage, and it just smelled sick there to me. And come to find out, I'd walked out. I was nauseous. She's like, "Oh my gosh, are you okay?" And I said, "What are you doing in that room? Are you? What are you saying?" And my guides were telling you exactly what she was saying. I said, "Are you telling them that you're an open vessel and that they can come into you and to you anytime they want?" She goes, "Yeah, I welcome them all." I said, "You need to stop that. It's too much energy in there."
And what's funny, I want everybody to understand something, Chris. I'm just going to throw you under the bus a little bit here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chris, I'm 6 foot tall. Chris is much, much taller than I am, in excellent shape, and is a very, you're a physical presence. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm
Yes.
saying, Chris. And so for you to tell me, the audience doesn't know that. So I'm picturing you, a very big, athletic, tall guy, getting weak, going to your knees and feeling nauseous. It doesn't even fit my picture of you. It must have been extremely potent and strong.
Oh yeah. It was like her room. I was anticipating that's what was going to happen at the Omen House. When I was there, I was like, oh man, because there's a lot of talk about it being in a vortex and this and that. I was like, oh, I'm going to be
Right.
prepared. I'm going to go
Right.
in there. No, it yeah. I it, the room was spinning. I felt like it was tilted. It was sideways. I almost crawled out of that bedroom on my hands and knees. My friend was like, "Get up! What's the matter with you? Are you okay? Don't throw up on her floor here." I said, "Then get me out of here." Yeah.
That's too much. Now,
Oh.
so when you tell me about when you first went in and sat down and started to get a vibe there. What did you hear? What did you feel? What did you see? And take us through that.
At the Omen House,
Yes.
the first thing I noticed was David. David, when he opened the door, he's got an ability there too. He is very open to that type of energy. I immediately felt that he was protected in that house. Whatever was in there, I felt the need to respect it immediately. It was not shady to me. I didn't feel that sense of sick or nauseous inside the house. It was more of like a, honestly, it was more of like, welcome, come on in. And I walked in, and I could feel it. It felt the there was so much energy in there. It felt heavy. It felt heavy for me to lift my feet. I felt like if there was cats or small animals around the bottom of my feet, like not trying to trip me, but like excited, like bouncing around. There was a lot of energy towards the bottom of my feet.
It also sounds like, and for what you do, that you weren't going to have to work for it, were you? That the they were welcoming you there, and it was going to be exciting, if I'm using the right word.
Yeah, it when he said, I believe the woman's name is Lisa, I didn't know anything about her reading or anything. He didn't give me, we literally walked in, shook his hand, I was telling him, oh, wow, definitely a lot of energy in here. It felt, seriously, like there was a party right there in that living room. It was so much energy walking back. When he says thousands, it literally feels like there's a lot of people in there. People walking past you. The energy felt light, like, hey, come on in, grab a seat, welcome. That's the way David is the way that energy in the house was towards him. It was, yeah, very welcoming and very crowded.
As a medium, as a psychic, how do you sort through that and how do you handle that? It sounds like a crowded room with a bunch of voices. Well, you're not going to hear anything specific. It would actually be noise.
It was actually noise. It's like walking. It would be like walking into a restaurant. You hear. You can't
right.
hear specific conversations, but you could hear talk. And it was a lot of walking by, a lot of like coming in and out. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey. You know, walking by David. A lot of the energy surrounded David.
Why do you think that is? Yeah, why do you think that is?
Because he's so open to it. Just exactly how he says it. Like, you know, he respects it, and as long as they don't mess with him, he's not going to mess with them. And they like that. They like the fact that he keeps the vibe in there, positive.
Right, right. And would you classify it as haunted? Or it almost sounds, you know, that's the wrong definition, the wrong word to use.
I classify it as being highly active.
Right.
It is extremely active in there. And he's got things set up in there to go off when there's energy around. He's got, you know, all those little meters and stuff. When he says those Beetlejuice statues knock over, they knocked over. They must have knocked over at least 10 times while I was there.
What do you mean?
He has little figurines. He has a...
No, I do. I hear you. You're saying they fall over, you set them back upright, mm-hmm. and then they fall over again, and while you were there, that it happened 10 times.
Yeah. He'd stand them up. It wouldn't knock them all down. It would do one at a time, or maybe all of them at the same time,
what?
Depending on... Yeah. And we'd be sitting there mid-conversation here. Doop-doop-doop-doop. He's off. There you go again. He's off. Stop doing that. We're trying to have a conversation. Sets him back up. As soon as he walks out of the room and he goes back into the kitchen where we're having a conversation, fall back over again. And they'll fall forward. Some of them fell forward and then backwards.
It sounds almost like telekinesis. Maybe David's doing it with his mind. Maybe you are, because you want to have it happen. I'm not saying that it's not a paranormal event or that there is something actually going on. I'm suggesting that maybe you guys are so focused in there that you guys are maybe making them fall over yourselves. Do you ever think about that?
I thought the thought did cross my mind at first, but you'll see when you go there on Halloween night, David is so focused on who he's talking to at the time. Like we're having intense conversation, you know, about the house, the background of it, personal stuff going on. He would have to, at no point during the conversation did I see him venture off or like, you know, nothing. It always happened when we were talking in conversation.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I just felt like the, again, highly active. And David has cats there too. And the cats are different than the dogs. The cats are more, you know, passive aggressive. They're not as intense as the dogs are. His cats were swarming all around me.
Now, were you able to make contact with any specific spirit and have any conversation and find out why they were there?
Yeah, there was, he's got different levels of the house. He took us to the room, there was a bar in there, and then he had a bedroom in that room, and there was a little girl that was in there, and I remember the name being Genevieve. She kept telling me that her name was Genevieve. I knew it started with a G, and she was telling me about poltergeist. She kept talking about, I said, wait a minute, he's all, you're getting something. And I said, yeah, I said, I keep hearing poltergeist. I go, and I'm getting visions of the movie. I said, and she keeps showing me the little lady that was on there. He goes, well, she's never been here. So I don't know. And we went into the bedroom, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking around, and she goes, yeah, they changed this room in here. I said, something happened in here. Was there filming going on or something? He goes, oh yeah, they recreated poltergeist in that room, the little girl's bedroom.
Really?
Uh-huh. And she was telling me, and
How old was she?
I'd say between the ages of like, well, between 5 to no older than 9 years old.
Was this a name that was known to David, or was there a connection with the name Genevieve?
There was another medium there. He said he didn't recognize the name Genevieve, but I believe the girl's name was like either the one that other medium picked up was Gertrude or something similar. I know we both picked up on a G name. And he had told me that after I had told him that it was, I feel the name is Genevieve.
Why was she there?
She just, it was attached to the house. To me, it felt like she was brought there with a parent. Again, the house was active and it was like a part. She would have been with a parent or something. She remembered the house.
Was she sad?
No. She seemed talkative. She seemed she seemed comfortable there.
And what does that say to you about the house in general? Because I've talked to quite a few people, and I've seen a lot of the evidence up there, and it doesn't seem to be a negative vibe. It seems to be a spirit party.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix made an appearance while I was there, too.
Jimi Hendrix. I've heard this before. I haven't heard it from you. So, Jimi Hendrix, what was he wearing?
I just felt his energy. He was just, he didn't have a T-shirt on. He seemed like he was just wearing just jeans. He didn't have a shirt on, and he passed by, and I said, wait a minute. I said, I just felt Jimi Hendrix. And he goes, oh, no S. And I said, yeah. And I go, what's up? He said, he used to live right across the way.
Hendrix used to live up on that street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to hit a break here in about 15 seconds. Did you get a chance to talk to Jimmy?
No, in and out.
We've got to, when I'm up there, I got to talk to Jimmy. I've got some questions, and I need to know. I need to know, does he have a band on the other side? These are questions that we need to have answered. Chris Medina is our guest, psychic, medium, The Omen House, Halloween, Coast to Coast, Saturday night, it's raining, your calls next. All right, welcome back. I'll admit it. In the dock, I'm playing air drums to missing persons. Have you seen, everybody, I want you to go over to the Coast to Coast AM homepage. Go to the website right now and check out this video of this security camera footage in an electronics store in England. And this guy, this customer, goes up. You know, I love the random videos. You know, I like a cat video once in a while. You know, I'm down for that. This is nuts. This customer walks up in the middle of four large flat screen smart televisions, and then watch what happens next. I'm not going to give it away, but you got to go over to the Coast website. It's right there. Click on it. It's hilarious. All right. Chris Medina is with us. Now, when we come back, I'm looking at the phones here. They're completely jammed up. But when we come back, I'm going to talk to Chris about William Bill Cooper. That's right. The radio host, that guy, Pale Horse, Bill Cooper, came to him during his dreams. Had a little conversation. Well, actually, a lot of them. And then we'll take some more phone calls. It's an incredible story. Chris Medina, Coast to Coast. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Next. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. It is a Saturday, Sunday morning now here in Los Angeles. Raining, cold, studio is dark. My guest is Chris Medina. And Chris, I did it. I threw you under the bus before the break. Bill Cooper. Now, William Bill Cooper, for not only for radio hosts like myself that do this, but Bill means a lot to so many people for so many different reasons. whether it's his book or his show or his stance or his predictions. But he was somebody that caught your attention, and he was just a really well-known guy in our circles, and I respect him a lot. And now, you didn't know who he was, did you?
Had no clue who he was.
What did he, when he, okay, he came to you in your dreams. How did that happen? And was, when I say that, I mean, was it something that he just appeared like genie out of a bottle? Did he wake you up? What did, you know, how does that happen?
He did a test call first. He came through, and it sounded like he was talking to me through a walkie-talkie. And it went just like this. Are you there?
Really?
I said, yes. And he says, you can hear me. And I said, yes, I can hear you. And he goes, I was just checking. I'll be back. And then I was like, what the heck was that? That woke me up.
Right.
I was like, what was that? Thought it was, again, just a normal dream. Fell back to sleep. He made good on his promise. He came back the next day, and it was right into it. He had told me, the very first thing that he took me to was a lab, and he said it was the CDC. And he was showing me, there was lab tech people in there working, the little Petri dishes and stuff, and he was showing me the different things, and he said that there was this is what they were going to release, and it was going to make people sick, but make no mistake, this is intentional. And then he got nervous. I could feel him nervous, and I said, what's the matter? Because he stopped talking. And he said, I got to go. We're being watched. And I said, what? And he goes, we're being watched. And I said, by who? And this is in the dream. We're going back and forth. And I said, by who? What are you talking about? He said, her. She's not supposed to be here. And I looked, and I don't see Mr. Cooper at all. He doesn't show me who he is. I don't see him pointing any way. I just am shown a woman, a janitor, and she was mopping the floors. And I go, she's just cleaning. It's a cleaning lady. She's cleaning the floors. He said, you still don't get it. You don't get it. They're watching us. They're going to be watching you. And he goes, you better wake up. And he says, I'm out of here. And he took off. And I stuck around in the dream for a little bit longer. And I looked at this lady, and I was behind glass, and she was behind on the other side, mopping the floors. She stopped, and I got creeped out. She stopped mopping the floors, tensed up, and immediately ran toward the glass. And she just, I didn't actually see her running, but she ran, looked like she was running toward me. And all of a sudden, she's in front of the glass, and she says, "You're not supposed to be here."
Now, this is what's crazy, because you are talking about this experience like this was an actual event, even though it was a dream.
It felt right? like an actual event.
That's
it did not feel like a dream.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you end up finding out who Bill Cooper was? Obviously, that happened in the dream, but you didn't know who he was, so that you had to go and find out. Tell us about that.
I didn't know till 4 years afterward. He came to visit in 2008. I had just moved into an apartment in Simi.
Right.
And he was there for about a good couple months, coming in and out, and wrote everything down, have it all written down. A friend of mine would write things down too. She didn't know who it was. I just said, I kept saying, he feels military. He feels like he was in some sort of military thing. I said, he knows a lot of stuff. I said, but he's dead. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, he's dead. And she's trying to tell me stuff. And years went by. I ended up moving out of that house and moving to two different houses before I actually found out. I get a phone call from my friend. She says, I need you to go to the bookstore and get this book. And I said, she thought, don't ask me any questions. Go straight to the bookstore and get this book. I said, what is it? She said, it's called Behold a Pale Horse. And I was like, all right. So I went over there, and getting that book was even trippier than the dream. They had this book locked behind glass where they kept the Satanic Bible, all these voodoo books, and a couple of conspiracy books that were in there too.
Right.
They would not let me take that book and go pay for it myself. They had to walk it down the stairs,
right,
walk it to the register. And I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Right.
It just felt shit. And I felt like I was being watched, and I walked out of it. And I could feel, again, Mr. Cooper. He didn't say anything. I just felt his presence when I was walking to my car with that book. And I said, well, what? And I did, again, didn't know who he was. I say Mr. Cooper now, that's in hindsight. But going back and opening that book as soon as I got home and reading it, I was like, this is who that guy is.
Wow.
And I read the part where he would do his shows from a room in his house,
mm-hmm,
one of those old school radios.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how he came to me in the dream, through that radio. I said, that makes so much sense. Everything that he had showed me in the dreams was in that book.
Now, when you went to check out who Bill Cooper was, and, you know, the videos or listening to the audio, exactly as he was in the dream, the voice, the whole attitude that was there.
Oh yeah, it was. I YouTubed him first.
Right.
I didn't. I wanted to see what he looked like in action, and the very first image I saw, I without even hearing his voice, that's him. And it's gonna sound a little wimpy. I started crying. I was like, there. And then when I heard his voice, sent chills.
Do you think it would be possible for, I mean, because I know, you know, he's on the other side right now, but he knows about how I feel about him. I know that he knows this. I know this. Would it be possible for you and I to sit down and talk to Bill, you know, just sit down and have a conversation?
We can try. I mean, I thought that would have been the last of him. He actually came back a couple months ago.
Really? You didn't tell me about this.
Yeah, with the whole election thing.
Really?
Making a little slime. He made a slime remark in a. He came again in a sleep state.
Okay, hold on a minute. I avoid politics on my show like the plague, as you know, and certainly here with Coast to Coast. But I will make an exception right now for Bill Cooper. Okay, what did he have to say?
This is BS, but in his way.
Right, right.
He said, this is BS. This is all a show. He said, you watch how this turns out. He says, he made some sort of a reference that I was more hip to the game that was going on now, you know, because after he came to visit me, the back in 2008, that's when I started getting involved, because I never had any interest in politics. I still don't.
Right.
But just to watch to see what's going on.
Right.
He said, you'll see. And so people, you know, I go on various podcasts where the first thing they ask is, what do you think about the election?
Right.
What do you think about that? I say, I never, right, you know, I don't get involved in that, blah, blah, blah. And he actually warned me, they're going to ask you. He told me, he said, you are going to be important. He said, they're going to ask you questions. If you do the smart thing, he basically said, you'll know what to do when the time comes.
I got to tell you, Chris, the next time he visits, especially if it's over the next couple of days, you got to go. Hey, this Jimmy Church guy, he wants to book an appointment. We can you get Jimmy on the books?
Yeah, and let's get and just show up.
Yeah, let's grab a couple of phone calls really quick before the break. Some have been holding for a really long time. I'm going to go to Lisa up in Alberta, Canada. Lisa, welcome to Coast. Lisa. Okay. Lisa, you've been holding a long time. Sorry about that. Let's go to Alice in Hitchcock, Texas. Alice, welcome to Coast. Wow. Okay. There you go. Let's go to Chaz in Omaha. Chaz, welcome to Coast.
How's it going, fellas?
It's going good, Chaz.
Hey, Chaz.
First off, I'd like to say that I've been a fan since I was about 4 years old. I started listening to our Bill with my dad down in the basement playing video games. I'm really glad to be on the show. I have a couple questions and a little funny story behind how we're actually listening to you guys on the radio right now. So me and my dad picked up on our way out to campground. We picked up a little old boombox. Cost us $5. The batteries cost more in the radio than the actual radio, and we're actually picking up a Colorado channel right now. We're listening to old Art Bell broadcasts on KFAD back in Omaha, and it went out, and we ended up picking up you guys. But I was trying to get like a quick answer on a question that I've had for quite some time. Me and my dad really don't see a lot of like ghosts in our lives or anything like that. We're just, I don't know if they don't want to mess with us or anything like that. But my best friend actually went off to the Marine Corps. He's getting married in December. He's about to be back. But every time he comes home, especially lately, he's going down to the basement to do laundry or something like that. He just always sees something in the corner of his eye. And it's come to like his knowledge that if he tells it to go away for a while, it goes away. And I was just wondering, especially with Halloween being up and stuff like that, if you guys had any answers to like what could help him out or anything like that. And he said he's seen the spirit in my house a couple of times.
Wow. Thank you for the phone call, Chaz. And listening to us on a battery powered radio, you gotta love that. Okay, Chris, can you help his friend out seeing stuff out of the corner of his eye in the basement?
Yeah, he should probably ask what it's trying, you know, is there anything that you need to tell me?
Right.
What, you know, reach out, especially if it's not doing anything to harm him or scaring him on purpose or things like that. They just want to be recognized. And the fact that he's able to see and feel those energies there, I mean, some people look at it as like, well, you know, I don't want, it could be a positive thing. It could be reaching out, wanting him to open himself up to that type of energy or those experiences. So have him tell him to reach out and ask, is there anything that can help? Do you want to say something?
Yeah, you know, and what for me, when I listen to you give this advice, and I've seen you sit with people, and when you do that, it seems to me like if I had that ability, if I had your ability, that it would almost, I don't know if I could handle it, it was almost like a burden. Can you turn it on and off, or is this thing always on go?
It's always on go.
Wow.
The medium side is a little different. They'll if there is energy around and they want to be known or they want to speak, they will come through. It does, you know, people are like, they want to sit down with me and get a reading. They're like, can you reach out? Sometimes the spirits are just gone.
What about when you go, what about, should I have you with me when I buy a car, you know, and call out a salesman, you know, I mean, is it like that? I mean, you can just do it.
Oh yeah. Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
That's incredible. That's incredible to me. All right, let's go to wild card Charles in Baltimore, Maryland. Charles, you're up next on Coast.
Yes, I'm not sure what direction I could ask about my mother, or I could ask about like what do you see for me, like in the future, given my birth date. I'm a little unclear about.
Well, Charles, we're not actually doing readings here, but if you have a question for Chris
about my mother, then
yeah, I mean, we're not actually doing readings though.
Oh, okay. Well, like she passed early in March, like in the middle of March, and I haven't. You know, I wonder how she's doing. Would you be able to? I'm not sure if I understand it or not, but, you know, how was she doing? Would you be able to gauge that or anything?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is your mother coming through or not. It does feel like a female presence. I'm asking for any kind of confirmation they can give me to let you know if that this is her or not. But however, this woman is saying that they're worried about your physical, your health and how you're doing. There seems to be a lot of stress going on with you.
Yes, there really is. Yes, there is. Okay. To be honest with you. Yes.
You're over, the woman is saying that you're overthinking things. You're causing your own anxieties. She wants you to relax.
There you go, Charles.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
See, that's the thing, Chris. You know, we're not doing readings right now, but mm-hmm. you can't turn it off. You just can't. You're mm-hmm. sucked into it. That's absolutely fascinating to me. Let's go east of the Rockies this time. Let's go to Jim, Port St. Lucie, Michigan. You're up next.
Hey, I just got two questions quick. Real interesting to hear him talk, especially about the Bill Cooper guy coming through to talk about the election.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty neat. I just had one question was about, he said if he would just wait and see how things play out, that he was going to play an important role here with this election, and we'll see how it all turns out in the future. Did you want to elaborate on that at all?
Yeah,
and
you know what?
Another question after that.
Yeah, oh, you have another one. Okay, I'll keep you on hold here, Jim, but that's a great question. So what else did Bill have to say? We've got about 30 seconds here, Chris.
Yeah, he just was telling me that as far as when he said about me being important, he had said that it was that what I do and my abilities would play an important role later on in the future. It wasn't specific to the election. He had just
okay, gotcha.
That, yeah.
And just one more question is, well, it was obvious as you're telling that you're kind of just
quickly, Jim, quickly.
And then if you ever watched the South Park episode of The Biggest Douche in the Universe.
All right. I knew that was coming. So there you go. I felt it. This is Coast to Coast AM. Chris, you should have known that was coming up. Huh? You should have known that. You know, his name was Jim, and that's why. So, but when we come back, the reason why Bill Cooper is so important, he left us early, and it was tragic. And he was making some pretty wild predictions and statements that never got finished. And I do want to know. This is Coast to Coast AM. My guest tonight, Chris Medina. We'll be right back with your calls.